Delighted to be joined by actor James Nesbitt. James, you're obviously enjoying yourself here in Rosapenna for the few days. Bit of sport, bit of entertainment in the evenings. Not a lot wrong with that, really, is there?
No, it's fabulous. I mean, I come over from Portrush. I live in Portrush half the year and London the other half. But it's been a rather hectic, relaxing, frantic 3 days.
And a bit of golf thrown in as well. Obviously, you're a keen golfer and have been for quite a long time. And you're now a regular on this Pro-Am circuit, something you enjoy. The camaraderie is fantastic, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing you get to play. I mean, this event is something I haven't done before. But what's great about this is you play with pros. I mean, I'm bizarrely in the extraordinary position of lying second before the final round. So I'm playing with Thomas Bjorn, the volcano that is Thomas Bjorn, and Paul Lowry today. But It's a tricky balance between the golf and the social, and so far the social is winning, so I'm not necessarily looking forward to their reaction to my swing on the first tee.
Well, in fairness, you're mixing it well. I'd say you'd be fairly handy if you were going out there with a clear head, James.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to play at all with a clear head. Never act with a clear head, play golf with a fuzzy head.
And speaking of acting, obviously you've had a remarkable career and one that's been full of success down through the years. And you know, I'm sure you're enjoying life and in all its different guises at present.
Listen, as Liam Neeson always says, I'm still getting away with it. And no, I enjoy it. I worked hard. My mother used to say, "James, the sun rises, and so must you." And I still get up and I try and crack on. I have a bit of yin and yang. I do a bit of work and. No, I'm very, very lucky. You know, it's what I wanted to do without really realising it. It only came to me later in life that actually, in retrospect, that was what I wanted to do. And I've just finished a Netflix original series and I'm about to do something in London. Then I go back to Belfast in January to do another series of Bloodlands. And it's a privilege. I mean, it's a great and rare privilege, and I don't take it lightly. I enjoy it, but I work hard at it.
The film scene has changed a lot in recent years, as you say. I mean, it's all moved from mainstream television onto streaming services, and yeah. That has created a lot of work for a lot of people as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, and also with COVID, there was a terrible lack of content, and so there's so much work happening. I also have a company in the north, a facilities company called G&H, and we've just been doing Dungeons and Dragons with Hugh Grant. There's like all sorts of people coming over. Will Smith was over, Charlize Theron. I mean, and it's not, obviously it's great, not only from an entertainment point of view, but the fact that it's creating so much work for the areas and is so good. And, you know, and as the North continues to emerge from its recent enough and darkish past, it's so great that people are now looking at the north of Ireland and here we are, well, and Ulster and well, the whole island in a way which doesn't have the connotations of the past, and it actually has, it's a place where people really do want to go to now, and it's just great to be part of that, actually.
And in many ways, Ulster has punched well above its weight in terms of the talent it has produced on the acting scene over the last couple of decades, James, and indeed the Republic of Ireland as well.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of good young talent, the likes of Donald Gleeson, coming out of Ireland in recent years. So it's very much a burgeoning industry in this country.
Oh, no, we're in a very healthy state. You know, there are always stories to tell. I mean, you know, I come from a family of storytellers. You know, my mother, I was sort of very much like... do you call him John McGarner, I think, or whoever it was, he wrote Amongst Women. I grew up amongst women, three older sisters. My mother had sisters, my father had sisters. And they're great storytellers, you know. And as long as there are stories to tell, there'll be someone there to make them.
There certainly will, and long may you all thrive. But obviously, just switching back onto the golf, I mean, it's, you know, the weather forecast here wasn't great, but you got away with it. I mean, you've had a couple of very benign days and you've another one today. So the scoring has certainly shown that. And in fairness, Paul McGinley made the point yesterday, and I think it's a reasonable point, that, you know, Philip Price has shot 13 under here for the 2 days. If you put John Rahm or Rory McIlroy out there, they'd probably be doing well to match it.
13 under on that course. I tell you, it's amazing. I mean, as I said, I'm a Portrush member. And it is utterly beautiful here. I mean, and it's because I live in Portrush, Donegal's a place, even though it's just up the road, I don't come to, because in a way, why leave Portrush? But I will be back. It's amazing. But the course is hard. The margins are very, very fine. You know, there's not, you kind of like, from the fairway to the rough is not a big distance. And for Philip Price, you know, and Streeter to shoot 13 under, Thomas and Paul are 9 under, I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, it's tough, but you know, I think often the tough brings out the best.
It certainly does. Just talking about Portrush, obviously hugely successful open there in 2019. And unfortunately then COVID struck and Portrush possibly wasn't able to capitalise on it like it normally would. You have a very good secretary manager there now, and John Lawler used to be down in the island in Dublin. So Portrush is it's a fantastic facility. It's a great golf course, and you're lucky to be a member there, because I have to say, of all the golf courses I played, I think Portmarnock and Portrush are probably my favourites in the land.
Portrush is, it's class, and it really is a beautiful place. And again, I mean, like, so many of these places have been released in a way over the last 20 years from the other old connotations, and it's wonderful. But I have to say, I'll be rushing back here. I mean, this is a beautiful place with really tremendous people. And it's almost like if I was living here, I'd kind of think, God, I don't want everyone to know about it. But in a way you do, because and they'll rush here. It's magnificent here.
Yeah, Paul McGinley said if Donegal was a stock, he'd be buying it right now.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's a fair point, James, I suppose. I mean, you know, you've got the Patrick's course up the road. You've got Rossapenna here. There's a number of courses in the area. You've got the likes of Dunfanaghy. Donegal, in many ways, it's a golfing destination waiting to be found, isn't it?
Well, it really is, but also it's just so real. You know, there's nothing forced nor false nor kind of coy about this place. It's just a real place, real rugged nature and real rugged people.
Speaking of rugged, I mean, rugged, I'm sure, comes into your own DNA when it comes to actually fighting at the top of leaderboards. And obviously, you're going out there today with a chance. No doubt you'll have your game face on, James, will you?
I had 11 bottles of wine last night, so I'm not feeling that confident, to tell you the truth. I'm playing with Clem McCluskey's ahead of me. He's the leader. And I think we were both trying to see who could put the other one on the floor last night, and we both lost.
Well, you have an exciting day ahead. You're playing with Thomas Bjorn and Philip Price today, are you?
I'm playing with Thomas and Paul.
Thomas and Paul, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Thomas is a simmering volcano waiting to explode. I've played with him before. I did a series of ads years ago, quite a successful series of ads. And the first time I played with Thomas Bjorn, we were playing at the K Club, and I hoiked another one in at the rough. And as I was looking for my ball in the rough from the other side of the fairway, I heard, "Look in yellow pages under golf."
Anyway. Brilliant. He's a great character, there's no doubt about that. As indeed you are yourself, and we wish you the best of luck, James, and go out and hit it well, and it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.